Jen. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 through 5 this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 at 1 p.m. We're holding the meeting at the offices of York, Cal, and South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel, Paralegal.
Jim Giles, State President.
Brian Flam, board member.
Ryan Campbell, project manager.
Shelby Clymer and Lauren Warburton from CLA.
Thank you. We're going to follow our agenda that was provided. The first is a preliminary action item for efficiency purposes, like we've done in the past. We propose combining all the meetings for districts 1 through 5. Unless there are any questions, we need a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion made by Jim Giles, second by Brian Flam. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Moving on to our consent items. It's to approve the draft minutes of the August 11th, 2025 board meeting. Those were in the board packet. Are there any questions about the minutes?
I have none.
Okay, if there are none, do we have a motion to approve the August 11th, 2025 board meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you.
Is that stated? How do you say that?
Say what?
They say, do you say it as stated, or how do you say that? Do you make that motion?
You did great, Jim. To save yourself some words, you can just say, I make the motion as so stated.
Okay, perfect.
Did Brian second the motion?
Yes.
Okay, great. All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Moving on to our action items. The first action item is to adopt the tentative operating and capital budgets for 2025 for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 2 through 5 and a set of public hearing. Shelby, the CLA, is here. We're going to turn the time over to her.
Thanks, Tom. So, Board, this first item is 2025 budgets for districts 2 through 5. We've just put together $0 budgets for these since really all activity at this point is through PID 1, but this satisfies the state's compliance requirement, so just kind of best practice to have the board adopt those even with no activity. So any questions on that first item?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Great. Do we have a motion approving the tentative budgets for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 2 through 5 and setting a public hearing?
I'll make a motion. So stated.
Thank you. Second?
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. I do believe we have a meeting already on the books for that.
December 9th.
December what?
9th.
December 9th at, we'll tell you the time here in a minute.
Same time, 1 p.m.
Same time at 1 p.m. So let's move to our second action item, which is consider adoption of the tentative operating capital budgets for 2026 for all 5 of the Panorama districts. Shelby, I'll let you walk the board through the budgets.
Okay, thanks, Tom. So again, for 2 through 5, we've done $0 budgets for 2026 there as well. For district number 1, you all did previously approve and adopt a 2025 budget. So really just focusing on 2026, this still anticipates, of course, that the bonds close this year as planned and as currently on schedule. So for the general fund, we've really just shown the $51,000 administrative budget for your accounting costs, legal costs, auditing costs. The district will require an audit starting with the year in 2025 once those bonds close, and then insurance costs as well. Currently, it's anticipated that the developer would be funding those costs until such time that revenues become available from the property taxes. For the debt service fund, we've shown interest income based on estimated rates for where those funds will be invested once the bonds close. And then for expenditures, there's a $536,000 anticipated interest payment on the 2025 anticipated bonds, and then the annual fee to the trustee. The interest would be covered through the capitalized interest for those first few years. And then last page is the capital projects fund. So a couple notes here. We've projected about $2.5 million for costs to be submitted to the district for reimbursement. Brad has sent Colin and I some costs to date, and then I increased that just due to some kind of back and forth talking about potential reimbursements for land costs as well. So not a super refined estimate. We can estimate that, you know, kind of come December as well, or change that estimate, I should say. And then for 2026, we've just shown all remaining proceeds being spent. So that would be about $10 million based on the current financing plans. Any questions, feedback on that?
No, seems great. Seems straightforward. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Just asking Ryan if that matches what the budget we put together on the reimbursements that we've submitted with Brad. 2.5 seems low on the reimbursements because the land alone is 2.5.
Yeah, we I can get with Shelby and adjust that for what we spent on invoices.
Okay.
Okay.
I think in the plum we're at 3.2 right now.
Okay.
Yeah, in the plum.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
That includes the land, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well then let's we'll just update that to 3.5 for 2025 and then adjust the 2026 numbers. And then if
Perfect.
Time shifts, we can implement later.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Shelby. Do we have a motion approving the tentative budgets for 2026 for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 through 5 and setting a public hearing to take comment on the budgets?
I will make a motion to approve the 2026 budget.
I'll thank you. Second up.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. And again, that will be December 9th at 1 p.m. for the final adoption of the budget and public hearing. We have no administrative non-action items to talk about today. So I think we're ready for a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I will gladly second that.
I won't take that personally, Brian. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Never do, Tom. You never do.
Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys. See ya. Bye-bye.